just briefly talk about the model and then talk about how we used it to identify factors that were influencing mammography screening in the Thai immigrant population in Southern California. I do need to say that this research was supported by the California Community Research Collaboration Award from the California Breast Cancer Research Program. The Dimensions model is a model that is a combination of nursing and public health. It incorporates a determinants of health perspective, the concept of levels of prevention, and the concept of nursing intervention. The three major components are the dimensions of health, which are the determinants of health, the various factors that influence both health status, health access, and health behaviors. The second aspect is the dimensions of healthcare, which is what I call the levels of prevention. I found that the word prevention used over and over again with students was very confusing, so I called it dimensions of healthcare. And then the dimensions of nursing, which are the areas of nursing practice that we need to address public health problems. I'm going to focus primarily in this talk on the dimensions of health. The dimensions of health are used in assessment to determine the factors that are affecting health status in populations. And there are six categories: biophysical, which deals with maturation and aging, genetic inheritance, and physiologic status; psychological dimensions, which is both internal and external psychological factors; the physical environment, which is both the built and the natural environment; the sociocultural dimension, which gets at almost everything else; the behavioral dimension, which looks at people's specific behaviors; and the health system dimension. The dimensions of healthcare are, of course, the three levels of prevention that you all are very familiar with. And then the dimensions of nursing are the cognitive dimension, what we know and need to bring to bear to solve problems, our interpersonal skills, our ethical perspectives, the motor and manipulative as well as cognitive skills that we must use in our practice, the variety of processes that we use, teaching, learning process, political process, all of those fit in the process dimension. And then the reflective dimension deals with theory development, research, and evaluation. And then all of us that fits within the nursing process, so that the dimensions of health are primarily geared to assessment and diagnosis, and the others to planning, implementation, and evaluation. Now, the purpose of our study was to identify factors that promote or impede mammography screening among older Thai women in Southern California. Asian women in general have lower breast cancer incidence than other ethnic groups in the U.S., but they have worse survival rates because of late diagnosis. And we all know that there is very little research that breaks out our Asian populations. In designing the study, we found some studies related to Japanese, to Korean women, to Chinese women, nothing related to Thai women except one dissertation. Oddly enough, Southern California has a fairly large Thai population, about 15,000 people, and many of them are illegal. You don't think about illegals coming from places like Thailand. We tend to think of Mexico and Southern and Central America, but we have a large population. We used focus groups with 36 Thai women who were aged 40 to 73, in both the Los Angeles and San Diego counties. Three of the focus groups were in LA, one was done in San Diego County. They were done in whatever language the group requested. Two were done exclusively in Thai, one exclusively in English at their request, and one in a mix of Thai and English. I can only say two phrases in Thai. Fortunately, my co-PI is Thai herself. And then we did a content analysis of the focus group transcripts, looking at factors and fitting them into the dimensions of health. And what we found was, in terms of biophysical factors, maturation and aging, there was a belief that breast cancer only occurs in older women, so younger women don't need to have mammograms. Most of our population in the focus groups were older, and most of them, 85%, had had a mammogram. All of our 40 to 50 age group, none of them had had a mammogram. And the other aspect of age is the women told us that becoming older brings greater health consciousness, especially when they hit menopause. And one of them said, when I lost my period, I started to think about the other things I could lose and became much more conscious of my health. They also have more time to address their health issues because they're not busy with family issues anymore. There's also a factor here with genetic inheritance. They have a very relatively widespread belief that Thai women are not at risk for breast cancer. Yet when we asked them, do you know any Thai women with breast cancer, most of them said they knew at least one woman, and one woman knew 10 Thai women with breast cancer. So there's a disconnect there. Another physiologic factor were actual physical signs and symptoms that they knew would prompt them to go get a mammogram. If they found a lump, if they had leakage from the breasts, they thought large breasts made you more at risk, so that's a biophysical factor that we need to correct, a little misconception there. They thought that physical injury to the breast would cause breast cancer, and some people even felt that the squeezing that occurs in mammography would cause breast cancer. Not a lot, but a few thought that. And then pain either motivated mammography or prevented mammography. If they had pain in their breasts, they said they would be more likely to seek out a mammogram. But the pain that they experienced with mammography prevented them from getting a mammogram. One said, I got a mammogram once, and it hurt so much, I've never done it again. Psychological factors. Fear was a big one, and it worked both ways. Some women feared finding out that they had cancer, and so they would not get a mammogram. Others feared having cancer, and they wanted to find out as early as possible. One woman had a history of breast cancer in the family, and she said, I think we ought to have a mammogram every 6 months. Once a year is not close enough because things happen. They also expressed a belief in karma. It doesn't matter what I do. If I get breast cancer, I'm going to get breast cancer and I'm going to die and I won't do anything about it. And then they also saw stress as a potential cause of breast cancer. There wasn't much in the way of physical environmental factors that affected screening. They talked about distance to services. A few people did, but they said that was more relevant in Thailand than in Southern California. And they did talk about lack of transportation. But again, very, very few of the women mentioned these factors. Sociocultural factors were the big ones. They mentioned knowledge, both personal knowledge, of people with breast cancer and then knowledge about breast cancer. A lot of misconceptions, people not knowing that they were at risk, not knowing what causes cancer, those kinds of things. They described a cultural phenomenon called cultural shyness, where they are reticent to display their breasts to anyone, particularly to a male provider, but also to female providers. But they said that the longer we're here in the U.S., the less influential that cultural shyness is. And some of the women said, I used to be shy when I was young. Now I'm old. I don't care. I'm more conscious about my health. Language barriers, obviously a problem. Economic issues. although there were free mammograms in LA County, there were not in San Diego County, and so there were insurance issues and economic barriers. And then social responsibilities, both for care of their families. They were too busy with the care of their families to concentrate on their own health, and their responsibilities to their employers. They said, we can't get any time off. I have to work. I have to support my family. Our employers don't give us health insurance because most of them work for small restaurants, cleaning agencies, that kind of thing. So they don't have time off. And they said they wanted a law that employers must give time off for screening. Behavioral factors. They felt that some behaviors would increase their risk for breast cancer. Touching and squeezing the breast, particularly in the context of marriage and sexual activity, or in prostitution. Use of hormones, particularly HRT. They felt that breast augmentation put them at risk. So if they had had breast augmentation, they would be more likely to get a mammogram. Diet. Some of them thought strawberries caused breast cancer. Procrastination was a big one. Many of them would say, I know I need to get a mammogram, and I do it, but I put it off as long as I can. And I'm a prime example of that. And a couple of women substituted BSE for mammograms. The one who said she quit because it hurt so much said, but I do my examination every month, and that's enough. Okay, so we've convinced them of that, but they're using it as a substitute. Health system factors, insurance status made a difference. Provider messages, they said, the doctor keeps bugging on me. That's why I do it. But we also have providers who told them they did not need mammograms. One said, I'm 73. They tell me I don't need it anymore. Another said her doctor told her she didn't need it because she was on hormones. Another said, you don't need it because you've had a hysterectomy. So they're getting mixed messages from providers and knowledge about the availability of mammography services. After we did the focus groups, we have followed up on telephone interviews to determine just how prevalent these factors were in the population. We're finding, we've completed that, and we did a poster presentation on that yesterday, and we found that, yes, the perceptions of I'm not at risk because I'm Thai, I'm too young to get breast cancer, I'm shy, particularly in the young group, are definite. The BSE use as a substitution didn't come through in the 360 telephone interviews. Next, we will move to an intervention study of some kind. We don't know yet what it's going to be entirely. That will be determined by our advisory group in the Thai community, but it will probably target the 40 to 50 age group because those are the ones who are not getting mammograms, and it will probably focus on changing their perceptions of susceptibility, decreasing or helping them understand that a few minutes of pain is better than dying or long-term pain, and redefining their social responsibilities to say, you want to take care of your children, your families, you want to continue working, you need to make sure that you get screened so that you aren't dying of breast cancer. And that's the intervention will incorporate several of our elements of the nursing dimension, knowledge, interpersonal interactions, ethical dimension, the process dimension, particularly teaching learning process, and then evaluation of the effects in the reflective domain.